When Terrence Brown's son was 11, Terrence realized something. His kid and his kid's friends were starting to think about pretty complicated adult parts of life in a way they hadn't before, like gun violence and sex. Parents have realizations about their kids' ever-expanding perceptions of the world all the time, but Brown is a filmmaker, so he decided to try and capture that moment as his son's class prepared to leave fifth grade and start sixth grade. The result is a short documentary called The Before Project. And even though Terrence Brown went into the filming planning to ask some thorny questions, he wasn't expecting the kinds of answers he got.
What I was expecting would be kind of a lot of confusion and a lot of kind of awkwardness and a lot of the things you kind of associate with that. And I think what I found was there wasn't nearly the confusion that I might have expected. There was still some awkwardness. There was still some of that in-betweenness. But there was a lot of poise and a lot of self-realization, self-actualization that maybe I didn't expect at that age.
When you think about some of those moments of self-realization that you were hearing about, what example springs to mind?
One example, and people have asked me this, and I always go back to this one really interesting exchange I had with a really neat girl in the film who spends a lot of the time in the interview that we had kind of hemming and hawing and kind of worrying about self-esteem and things like that. And at one point I asked her, do you think life is fair? And whereas a lot of other questions, she'd be like, maybe this, maybe that. She was like, no. And it wasn't pessimistic. It wasn't self-pitying. It was just this sense of like, no, life's not fair.
Do you think life is fair?
No. No. Not always. Not always. Not to everybody.
I think that that was prevalent a lot through the interviews where there were certain things where, some kids, there were certainly things where they were goofy and didn't really know or, they're very much, what you think of when you think of an 11-year-old or a tween. But there were other moments that were really powerful, I thought, just because they really do have a much better understanding of themselves, where they kind of exist in this world. And for better or for worse, really have internalized that.
I'm asking this next question in large part because I'm a parent myself. I feel like I see a lot of writing, a lot of thinking about how hard it is to be a parent. Do you think it's hard to be 11?
Yes.
Why?
Because there's a lot of unknowns. Because you are beginning to think about a lot of bigger questions that involve you personally and, to a greater extent, the world.
Because when you're a kid, you don't have any responsibilities. I mean, other than, bringing your dishes to the table and whatnot. But you have all the time in the world. You don't have no responsibilities, and I just don't want to grow up.
You might be old enough to start fearing things like global warming or, your own mortality, things at a more complex level than you might have when you were 5 years old. But you still don't necessarily, and I'm speaking generally, you don't necessarily have the tools to really make sense of that in a way that we as adults try to cope with and make sense of things like that, even as teenagers. So I do think it's hard. I think it's great. I think you're still a kid. I think there are aspects, and kids talk about in the film, the things that are great about still being a kid. But I think that at 11 years old, you can start waxing nostalgic about being a child. And some of the kids do, because it really is, it's a turning point.
I'm talking with Terrence Brown. He's a local documentary filmmaker, and he's made a 37-minute long documentary called The Before Project. In that movie, he talks with the graduating class at Loyal Heights Elementary School, 50 kids who are leaving fifth grade, about to start sixth grade, to try and capture what it's like to be 11, to leave grade school, to start middle school. What differences, if there were any, did you see between your generation at 11 and your son's generation at 11?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have thought back to, I would have been 11 in 1981, and I don't necessarily think that the human experience of questioning things, of learning things, of learning hard lessons in life, becoming disillusioned or understanding yourself at a deeper level. I don't think any of that has really changed, but I certainly have to think that certainly some of the questions that my son started asking that were prompted by things like the gun violence that we're seeing, but also just the sheer level of visual information that's being streamed via an iPhone or television, computer, that has to have an impact. I am not a sociologist. I don't know. But I do think that if I were making this movie 30 years ago, I probably would have waited another year. I think that maybe kids have enough exposure to things where I do think it may be pushing that transition into something a little more complex in childhood earlier in life. That's just my sense.
Now that you're on the other side of this project, what do you know now about being an 11-year-old that you didn't know then?
I think that a lot of these kids really understand not only the world around them, but themselves a little bit more than we might give them credit for. It's kind of like that old David Bowie, you know, quote about they're quite aware of what they're going through. They're still very much kids. I mean, they're still very much into, you know, Nickelodeon and Fruit Gushers and, you know, all the trappings of what marketers, you know, go after with tweens. But there's this really interesting, turbulent life that's going on.
I feel like kids behind my back think I'm just, like, strange and out of place. And I believe them, telling the truth. I don't actually feel right being here.
And as I've just always kind of said from the beginning, there's a lot going on back then, I think, for all of us. And I think all of us probably should give ourselves more credit for what we were experiencing at that age.
Terrence Brown is a Seattle-based documentary filmmaker. You can find a link to watch his documentary, The Before Project, at KUOW.org later today. It'll screen at the Gig Harbor Film Festival on Saturday.